Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, was sagt das Yibamis, Perik Dalet, Mischne Aleph, Ha-Choylet, Le-Yavim-Toy. This person gives Chalitza to his Yavama. Okay, important Hagnami here. If Shimon divorces his wife, she's a Grusha, he cannot marry her relatives, she cannot marry his relatives. The Grusha is also usher to a Kayan. Chazal made a Gzeda, and they said that a woman that gave Chalitza, a Chalutza, should have the same din as a woman that was divorced. Which means that if Chalitza was performed, Reuven dies, and Chalitza was done between Rachel, Reuven's wife, and Shimon, then the relationship between Shimon and Rachel is the same as if Shimon divorced Rachel. He's not allowed to marry her relatives, she can't marry his relatives, and she's also to a Kayan. But what if it turns out that the whole Chalitza was not necessary, it was meaningless, because there was no Din Yivam over here? Because what happened is as follows. Suck the Mishnah. As far as he knows, his brother Reuven died without children, and Chalitza is performed. Then Vinam says, it turns out that Miyubaris, his brother's wife, was actually expecting a baby from her first husband. V'yalda, she gives birth. Bizman shehavlad shel kayama. If the baby, Lamaisa, turns out to be a baby that's going to last. In other words, the baby will not be a nephil. Baby was born alive. It lived 30 days after the birth. A baby that was born after the full 9 months. These are all factors. That'll be alocha. The baby is considered shel kayama. A ben kayam, a healthy baby. Oibazai, the chalitza was meaningless. There was no yivim over here. There was no necessity for chalitza. Yivim or chalitza is only if the brother's wife died without children. But here, really, there was a child. Child just wasn't born yet. Therefore, the halach is zakt de mishnah vayter. Who? He, meaning the yavein. Mutter b'kroi v'seha is mutter in the relatives of the Yavama. V'hi, and as far as the Yavama is concerned, mutter, she is mutter, b'kroi v'seha with the relatives of the Yave. V'loi p'sala, she does not become pasul for this chalitza, mina kahuna from kahuna, meaning she can marry a kayan. But if ain of lad shel kayama, in other words, the child was a nephil, who, then the Yavim, Asir B'Krei V'Seha, is Asir in the relatives of the Yavama, V'hi and she, the Yavama, Asura B'Krei V'Vav, is Asir in his relatives. U'Pesal, this Chalitza does passel her, Minakahuna, from marrying a Kayan.